We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 9 today. This chapter is largely, or the majority of the words at least, are about Paul defending his faith to, in the sense that he's allowed to make a living teaching the gospel. I think he's been challenged maybe on that. Although Paul never uses that, he makes a living in other ways. He had money already. He in this setting, he made money as a tent maker in Corinth. We'll talk more about that. But he does that. And then we get down to verses 19 through 23. And we see just a great few verses that from Paul. And I'm going to read it. It says, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." And Paul's really, he loves these statements and where he compares a freedom that he has with a binding that he places upon himself. We look back at chapter 6, verse 12, one of these verses I love. It says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all, but I will not be dominated by anything." And it's similar to what he's saying here, that he's free from the law, but he binds himself to the law, and he does so because he can go win those under the law. He's free, right? He's free to make decisions he wants to make, but he doesn't leverage the grace for freedom. He chooses to bind himself in the way similar to others. He becomes weak for the weak. He gets outside the law for those outside the law. He goes where the message needs to go, and he's like a chameleon. But he's in the world, but he's not of the world, is the statement that we hear. It's a fantastic example. And then we get to one of the more famous verses down in verse 24 and through 27. It says, "Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and I keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." Remember back in the introduction, there was an athletic event that would take place in those in-between years of the Olympics. The Olympics every 4 years, this was the two between the four, right? And it was called the Isthmian Games. People would come all from all around the Roman Empire, all around, you know, from Greece and everything. They'd come over and they would come to these events. And of course, there weren't hotels. So what would they do? They would have to rent a tent or buy a tent. So what was Paul and what were Priscilla and Aquila, the people that were helping Paul? They were tent makers. They became part of the deal so that they could get in front of people and witness the gospel to them. That's an incredible example that we have. And then not only did he become of the world so that he could position himself to leverage his influence, but he's actually using language, athletic language, in his teaching here. And he's giving us a great example of how we are to be in the world, but not of the world, how we're to leverage our freedom to build influence for the sake of the gospel. So the question for me today is, am I leveraging my influence and my resources for Christ? Am I following Paul in that way, his example? Am I following his example to leverage all that I have for the benefit of the gospel? What a great, great chapter this is today.